risen Christ. This morning, as I mentioned at the very beginning of today's service, is a first in a four-week series for our fall stewardship emphasis, and it's called Stewards of God's Influence. And we're going to be looking at different aspects of that, but today we're going to focus on how God blesses you and I, how He blesses us, His people, with time and talents. Once upon a time, many of us used day timers, those notebooks that we carry around. They are great helps to help us plan our day so we can make the very best use of our time. I, in fact, still have mine and then use mine, so I know they're still around. However, most folks have replaced their day planners with their cell phones, their smartphones. I actually am transitioning between one to the other, which, you know, it works fine as long as you remember to put the event in both places. Daytimer. That company used to conduct workshops that were actually really excellent for teaching people how to best prioritize the use of their time. The workshops, they themselves were secular in nature, but at the same time, they had so many parallel applications for how we as Christians should best use our time, live our daily lives. How we manage our time is a stewardship issue. Time, it is a gift from God because it is God who gives each one of us life and ordains the number of our days that we might live them for Him. Everyone is given the exact same 24 hours a day and the same 168 hours each week. But each one of us, we know we spend that time differently. Notice, we talk about spending time, a valuable commodity. Like money, time has become a very precious thing in our culture, a precious commodity. People guard their time. They are very selective about how they spend, use, invest their time. Our smartphones with their calendars are with us all the time, wherever we go. They have become really kind of an extension of ourselves. Sometimes we overpromise and we overbook ourselves. And then when it comes time to deliver, we feel the pressure of life's demands closing in upon us, crushing us. Think about how we schedule almost everything. We schedule doctor appointments. We schedule workouts. We schedule playtime for our kids or grandkids. We schedule sporting events and concerts and dates and oil changes for the car. We schedule lunch appointments. In all this flurry of activity and the distractions of life, it is no wonder that for many Christians, time with God, a quiet time, time spent just with Him, focusing on Him and listening to Him. For an awful lot of Christians, that's the last thing they ever think about, scheduling time. Time, it is a gift from God. It really matters to God how we use this incredibly precious gift of every breath. Relationships with God and with others, we know, if we're going to be honest, they are difficult to maintain unless we are really to sacrifice, invest our time to grow those relationships. In premarital counseling, I often find myself spending time with the couple and talking about how you guys need to spend time together. Because so often, they're both so super busy with their own careers and lots of times, very different schedules. How are you going to grow your relationship? How are you going to invest in one another? Like a marriage, it takes time to grow. A good, solid relationship with God. To go deep with God and let Him go deep with us. To be able to enjoy His presence in our quiet time, away with Him. Healthy relationships don't just happen overnight. They take time. And therefore, it takes time to make disciples, to nurture them, to care for one another in the body of Christ. It is not a quick microwave process as our world would like. Instead, it's a slow cooker. It is a crock pot process. And so it takes time, and it takes intentionality. It takes accountability. It takes time together. As Dietrich Bonhoeffer would say, doing life together. Connected to all of this are all of the awesome gifts, all of the talents and abilities that God has given to each and every single one of us. They vary, but we are all gifted. We all have these different talents and abilities. And some of them we develop during our childhood, and some of them we develop later on in life. In addition, the baptized Christian, God's word tells us, to each and every single one of us has been given at least one, what the scriptures call a spiritual gift, and often more than one. We don't have time today to go into all of those. That's better handled in an adult Sunday school course. But whatever our spiritual gifts and whatever our natural talents and abilities that God has given to us, they are all given to us for the sole purpose of bringing God's influence through our time, through our talents, through our gifts, into our places of work, into our families, your school, your church, your community, through all of your friendships and relationships. God is calling us to look for those opportunities to be His people of influence, influencing others for the good of His kingdom. Influencing not for our sake, but for the kingdom's sake, so that countless more, might come to saving faith in Jesus Christ our Savior. The eternal salvation of people around us depends on how we invest ourselves in them for Jesus' sake. This is how we join Jesus on His mission. Luther would write about how we all have very different occupations. Our lives are occupied in different ways, but we all have the same calling, to use the Latin voca, vocation. That's where that word comes from. We all have the same calling, and we have all received it in the waters of our baptism. We have all received that calling, that voca, that vocation to be Christ's hands, His feet, His listening ears, His voice, using the gifts of our time, our talents, our abilities to be the living body of Jesus, to be Jesus with skin on. Luther writes these words: if you're a manual laborer, you find that the Bible has been put into your workshop, into your hand, into your heart. It teaches and preaches how you should treat your neighbor. Just look at your tools, at your needle or thimble, your beer barrel, your hammer, your goods, your scales, your yardstick, and you will read this statement inscribed on them by the Holy Spirit: friend, use me in your relationship with your neighbor. Use me just as you would want your neighbor to use his property in his service to you. Listen, and you will hear that all that God has given to you, it calls out to you, calling you to use what God has given you to be a blessing to your neighbor. Nothing that you handle every day is so tiny that it does not continually tell you this, if you will only listen. Close quote. So I would invite you, ask yourself, how does your life in Jesus change the way that you approach the people in your family? Do you hear the Holy Spirit speaking to you? He is. Are you listening? How does your life in Jesus change the way you approach people at your work, at your school, in your profession, in your friendships, out on the field, How does your life in Jesus influence the way that you respond, that you react, and communicate with others, whether they be family, friends, co-workers, strangers? Let us ask ourselves, does my behavior, do my words, my attitude, my deeds, are they bringing people closer to Jesus? Are you letting the light of Christ's love shine in you so that others may see your good works and give glory to your Father in heaven? May we so use the gifts of our time and our talents and our treasures that God has given to you and to me so that we might be the living body of Jesus. Yes, Jesus, with skin on. Amen. We stand and sing together the hymn of the day.